Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good Monday morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, and this is what happens when the guest hosts are tardy. You end up listening to the producer. And hopefully Aaron and Elizabeth will be stepping through the door momentarily. In the meantime, we shall soldier on, and first thing we're going to do is take care of a little bit of business with our Monday morning start-off with the Wells Fargo Advisors, and I believe we have Kathy Lathrop Cummings on the phone.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The markets are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 150 points at 15,221. The S&P 500 is positive 16 at 1,643. And the NASDAQ is positive 34 at 3,458. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 14 cents at $13.20. And Micron Technology up 66 cents at $13.42. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 33 cents at $21.31, and XO Group is up 20 cents at $10.71. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, bringing the 10-year Treasury yield to 3.32%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 42 cents at $98.49, gold is down $2.10 at $13.85.50, and silver is down 8 cents at $21.87. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute at 710, 810, and 905 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Taking a quick look at the weather, sunny today, a high near 88, light and variable winds, southwest to 13 miles an hour. Could have some gusts up to 20, of course, increased fire danger as a result of that. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 61, and the winds will die off a bit. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 80, so the moderated weather will continue. And under the heading of Better Late Than Never, and ladies, the mics are, in fact, live. As we
bring in, Mike, and you still have your purse on your shoulder. Huh, Bob?
Good morning.
You're going to just ignore the purse comment? Just going to let that slide by?
I'm going to let that slide.
You look different today. Did you lower your nose, wear glasses, shave your beard?
I shaved off my beard like a month ago.
Well, I haven't seen you.
Oh, well, I haven't. Yes, and good to see you.
That's the inside weather report. I heard the outside weather report. It's sunny. Probably going to stay that way until it gets dark.
Speaking of weather, that is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way out. The home of the up again, down again wall, and focal point of the ire of the authorities. And I'm sure that our guest hosts who are finally here, Aaron and Elizabeth, will at least bring that up at some point during the hour.
Because we never raise the ire of the authorities.
Never. Anyway, take it. Are we all in our places with bright smiling faces?
We are.
Oh, very good. Take it away, ladies.
We have coffee.
Good morning.
That's all we
Aaron, ask. Aaron, Elizabeth, and Bob.
You're wearing my uniform. She's got my black shirt on.
Good morning, Bob Martin. I see you're heading out.
Where are you going?
Morning, ladies. Going home.
Going home? Huh.
Yeah, he's already been here and done
he's
that.
Already been, that's exactly what I was going to say.
So you were joining guest hosts Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. I hope that wherever they are, they're having a great time and enjoying this beautiful day. We are at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media, the home of community radio. We know that Bob And the Bobs and Carl and Linda touch on just about every aspect of the community in Shasta County and probably a little bit of Tehama and some surrounding counties. And so we are all things in the community.
And Elizabeth and I typically we cause problems about, I don't know, pretty much anything that comes our way, actually.
Yeah.
Anybody who calls us. And all lately, we've had some good stuff.
Why don't we go ahead and take our first break?
You got
give
it.
You give you two a chance to sort of compose.
We don't like to compose. We're no good that way.
It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back on Free Fire Radio.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malaki, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Putnam from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive D. Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Free Fire Media, Cheryl Bombauer, Teamwork HR at O2 Staffing, Apex Technology, Reading Bank of Commerce, Alaska Financial Company, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Reading Rancheria. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
7:13, and this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water Company. They've been providing natural spring water to our customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Spring water drawn from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. More information, give them a call, 1-800-922-6227. Now back to our guest hosts.
Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward of We the People Radio every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. We are here sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. And, yeah, we slid into our seats like we always do now. Bob Martin is used to that, but I don't think you are, Bob, huh?
Were you worried?
Well, I had to.
Think we were playing hooky?
I had to kind of fake it for a few minutes. And, yes, there was some consternation because,
sorry.
Of course, wandering here with no real prep or anything ready to go and, it was going to be open phones.
Bob Martin's out there laughing.
Hey, so here's a question for you. Anybody want to answer?
He's
why?
Like, I've been wanting to get them in trouble for such a
long
time.
Yeah, nice try, Bob. It'll never happen. Why is Homeland Security moving into Redding, California? Why do we think that is? I mean, why do we need Homeland Security?
Maybe it's because the Verizon coverage isn't that good.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, it's easier to spy on you if you're in the backyard.
Yeah, if you're closer, you can actually see the people. It's easier. You know, so you move into a small community, you can see everybody.
Yeah.
Where Verizon, they got to have the towers and you need signal and that whole thing.
Yeah, so anyway, I figured they at the very least are probably tuning in this morning. Good morning, gentlemen
and ladies.
of the NSA, Verizon, AT&T, Google, and the list goes on and on and on. Just know that every single move you make, every breath you take, you're being watched and listened to.
We love that song. Hey,
so
we're
going to have a couple of guests this morning.
We are. I was
a little bit later.
I saw a cartoon. Did you see the cartoon I put on the front page?
I did not.
Actually, if you go to ReadingTeaParty.com or 24HourPatriots.com, whichever one you know it by, same site. Yeah, I've got this great cartoon up there. It's a Santa. Santa's at the computer, you know, and there's some guys in suits, you know, behind an NSA logo carrying phone records. And, he looks over at Santa and he goes, "That's Obama's new guy. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake."
That's perfect.
Santa into a bad guy.
So I watched a little DVD on the NSA that, our good friend Sally printed off and gave to me, and my husband and I watched it last night. And
she gave me one.
Hey, these folks have been doing this kind of stuff for a very long time.
But of course.
The big blue cube, as their headquarters is known, kind of an interesting, I knew people who worked for the agency a long time ago and could not speak of what they did, but very kind of an entity unto itself, operating outside the normal channels.
Which is how they're able to get away with things.
Yeah.
Here's
the kicker. You know, you drive around your own small town and, you know, you need new roads and your mental health services have gone by the wayside and drug and rehab for folks that need that help is not available. And, you know, the homeless don't have services. I mean, there's a million things going on in communities all across America that need to be fixed.
Oh, wait, let's talk about how our sheriffs are operating with like one or two deputies in a huge county.
But then you've got the NSA, and this DVD is absolutely fabulous because it clearly shows, because they have whistleblowers, that the NSA, like so many federal government agencies, it's all about the money. The more they can spend, the more they can expand. Whether or not they actually do anything, they develop programs or they pretend to develop programs which never get fully implemented, but they're completely funded.
We get to pay for it. Hey, I have something else on the front page.
Oh, and it said that this DVD said that many, many millionaires, multimillionaires were made after 9/11.
Yeah, well, I think we do know that. It's a video. It's called Tap It, the NSA Slow Jam. Mm-hmm. Somebody turned it into a song.
Oh, that's good.
The story of the NSA. It's actually pretty funny.
You know,
the thing is that it's totally true too.
All you can do is laugh. Make fun.
Yeah.
Because it's so deadly serious and so frightening when you really think about it that all you can do is laugh and
make
fun of it.
You just hope that they're overwhelmed with information. Just make more calls.
But if you
do
think,
more stuff,
if you
meet
think
more people.
If you think they just know the phone call you're making, no. They're listening to what you're saying. And they archive it forever. So they've got files on every American, and they can go back at any time they want, pull up anything and everything you've ever said, done, seen, or any place you've ever gone.
See, like my grandma used to say, she's like, if you don't want it to show up on the front page of the paper, honey, you shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that whole expression now has taken on a whole new meaning.
And always wear clean underwear. Don't forget that one.
Yeah, she didn't say that one, though. She was big about, you know, don't do it if you didn't want to own it.
Sure.
And my grandma was fairly outspoken, so she had to own a lot of stuff.
Cool grandma.
Hey, Ken Colfax down in Colfax, who writes in a lot on our chat room.
Roughing out route.
Rough out route. He's our, what does he say? He's the Asian minority in Colfax. Like just him.
He does the ROR instead of the LOL.
Exactly. He says, question, why is it that people keep referring to a broken immigration system? What's broken about it? It wasn't broken when my father immigrated here from the Philippines and earned his citizenship.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, hey, Ken, don't bring up those complex tests.
Or my sister-in-law who immigrated from Russia, and it took her 7 years to get her U.S. citizenship, and you know, I stood there with her when she raised her hand and took the oath to become a U.S. citizen. She knows more about how our government works than most Americans. Really not cool.
No.
So I wonder how all those people feel about instant amnesty to people crossing the borders when they had to go through the hoops, jump through the hoops, pay a lot of money, and work really hard
to get it. Bugged about it. Hey, you know, speaking of things that we could be bugged about that's completely on a different topic, Bob's giving me the lasso sign. Hey, I'm the only one in the chat room.
Oh,
That really ruins the ability for me to chat.
Okay,
so
I'll get on
there.
If
some of you
right
out there could go to kcnr1460.com while you're brushing your teeth and getting ready for work, and just chat a little bit with us. There's nobody in here.
Because we are chatting and streaming worldwide.
Check.
At kcnr1460.com.
And here comes a little thank you to our advertisers. Oh, yeah. Play it, Bob.
Every single day, and every word you say.
Attention baby boomers, did you know by the year 2030, 18% of the U.S. population will be 65 or over? Are you prepared for what the future holds? Attend an important event hosted by local professionals educating you on area resources and common concerns. Topics include how to choose a home care agency with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers, what legal documents should I have and why are they necessary with Sandra Clark, attorney at law, how to speak to your parents about money with Patrick Black of Edward Jones, how to downsize and make it simple and sell your home with Pamela Anderson of Coldwell Banker. What are the differences between independent and assisted living, skilled nursing and rehab with Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services? What is licensed healthcare and what you need to know with Tammy Grove of Medical Home Care Professionals? Make your reservation today to attend Baby Boomers Let's Talk this Tuesday, June 18th. Two free sessions, 12 to 1 at Shasta Estates or 6 to 7 at Hilltop Estates. Space is limited, so call Home Helpers at 226-8350 to reserve your seat today. That's 226-8350. Call now.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
724, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Service and repair all makes and models have been added since 1992. Installation, repair, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642.
That Joan Jett.
And we're back. You're joining Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward of We the People Radio Sunday mornings. Hey, so before we get started, before I forget, I wanted to send a little word out for Fred Salanti, who is extremely involved in the Veterans Organization, as is Linda Kent. of North State Consultants, and she sent me a text message this morning and wanted to promote an activity. There will be a Camp for Life for children that are terminally ill June 29th through July 9th. There will be 19 families out at Whiskeytown. They have all kinds of activities, fishing, Indian drumming, storytelling, Missing in America, and Walmart truckers, the Walmart Truckers Association, I assume, or just the Walmart truckers, are putting on this event. And if you would like to become involved, make a donation, or contribute in any way, shape, or form, you can call Fred Salanti at 226-9900. Very worthwhile cause. Fred Salanti is awesome.
He's the head of the Missing in America Project.
And if you don't know what that is, I'm sure you can Google it, missinginamerica.com or .org. I don't know which it is, but they find a final resting place for soldiers killed in action whose remains, basically sat on a shelf because they were not able to find family. So they track down the families, however distant they may be, of those soldiers, and they prepare a final resting place with, you know, the full nine yards on the ceremonies.
And they are MIAP, Missing in America Project .us.
Thank you. So give Fred a call. Again, that's 226-9900 if you'd like to become involved in that very worthwhile event.
Well, there you have it.
And Bob Martin wanted me to let everybody know that the Record Searchlight has now expanded from 12 to 14 pages.
on Mondays?
I just told him that I would say
how
that.
How does he know it's how do you he know counted. It was 12? He counted?
He counts.
Somebody's keeping track?
You know he's a savant.
Is he a paper boy?
My bird is suffering because of the newspapers.
Oh, that's a bummer. What are you lining the cage with?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get him to, put an iPad on the bottom of the cage, but he's going to have to pay for the,
yeah. Yeah.
He can delete his own cookies.
I've seen more comprehensive news on a cocktail napkin, quite frankly, but you know.
Funny. Hey, and we were talking about maybe, actually welcoming DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to Redding, California. I think that we'll get Rally Sally on that immediately.
And does she know about that yet?
I don't know, but we'll have to tell her right away. And they're you know, out of town at the moment, but we will welcome them with flags and signs and do what we do best.
Exactly.
And wouldn't that be fun?
And hey,
pictures.
And pictures. Tonight I was going to let folks know that we have Ashley Lotka coming up at 6 o'clock at the Reading Tea Party.
It's 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
And she is a college student.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be phenomenal.
Down at Butte College. She's a really terrific speaker. She's got, hold on here. Here we go. She's 18. She's officially a sophomore at Butte College, studying history and political science. She'll be transferring to Chico State in the fall of 2014. She plans to go to Cal Northern School of Law in the future. She's had an opportunity to be involved with several events. That's how she met Alice Garrity there at their Americanism event. She spoke and attended a bunch of different regional conferences. So she does all sorts of stuff. She is truly fantastic, and I guess she's an awesome speaker.
Yeah, so
for all
those folks out there that think young people are unaware, have their heads in the sand, or not involved, the perennial question, where are all the young people? Well, she'll be there tonight, so this is your chance.
Exactly.
Don't say we didn't tell you.
Actually, she's interesting, too. She said she's helping with an assembly campaign for somebody else, and if all goes well, I'll be running for Butte County District 1 supervisor.
Oh, nice.
And she said, hopefully one day I will be president.
Nice.
So you heard it here first.
Yeah. So you guys, I don't want to hear you complain about the young people. This is your chance.
Nice. We got David Wolf on the line from Howard Jarvis. Oh,
so let's
find out. We have 1 minute till the news. Just let you know.
Let's find out how they're going to attack Prop 13.
All right. So let's just say hi to David, and you give us the high sign on the news.
Yeah. Hi, Aaron. Really quick, I'll just drag you guys in before the news break, I guess, with a promo of sorts.
Cool.
We're going to be talking about Assembly Constitutional Amendment 8, which got passed out of the legislature without any committee votes on Saturday morning of all times. And this is a direct attack on Prop 13. So
lovely. All right. We'll be right back. So all you people, hold on to your property taxes because they're probably going up. We'll be right back with you in a couple of minutes. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
By the way, I do know that there are a lot of hardworking people at the record searchlight. Take a joke, guys. Relax.
We're just having fun with you.
The phone's ringing already.
I know some people over there, and I'm just, you know. Smile, guys. It's Monday.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are soaring in early trading on expectations that the Federal Reserve will reinforce its commitment to help support economic recovery. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up almost 170 points. Meanwhile, European Union antitrust regulators are reportedly going to give unconditional approval to Intercontinental Exchange's $8.2 billion takeover of NYSE Euronext. The deal will give ICE control of Europe's second-largest derivatives market and boost its presence in the interest rate futures business. Reuters says the Europe Commission is scheduled to decide on the deal by June 24th. And Netflix and DreamWorks Animation are announcing a multi-year deal for new original series as the online video company continues to expand its programming for families. The financial terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but back in February, the companies announced their first series for kids based on the upcoming film Turbo will premiere July 17th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize draws. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river. Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
7:35, and this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, 2143 Hilltop. And talk about big supporters of the veterans, and they've been big fans of this station ever since we took to the air. It's the home of Espresso Joe's, your local coffee shop with much to offer. And inside there, they've also got the largest walk-in humidor in the area. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And we're back. That announcement for We the People Radio sounded surprising, like you and I.
It did. It was super familiar.
Hey, so as long as we're on that topic, real quickly, let's tell them what we're doing this Sunday morning.
We've got Sam and Kate back talking about Libya.
Yeah.
All the stuff you didn't know about what was going on in Libya. That's the tricky part, is Libya is not what you think.
And it's not what you thought it was.
I also have pictures now. I have some pictures of Libya before and after. Amazing.
Libya at one time had the highest standard of living for its citizens of any country on earth. And then a small extreme faction took over and devastated the country.
I literally have pictures of, I don't know, a million people in a, like their big town, you know, their big square by their palace there and all that. Zillions of people out supporting Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
So much of what we saw, I know you're going to be surprised. It was media spin.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on WeThePeopleRadio.us, and we'll post those pictures and get that up before the week goes.
And Sam and Kate are not their real names, because these are a couple of folks that were in Libya when it all fell apart, and they managed to escape with their lives. They lost everything
from Al-Qaeda. The only people to escape from Al-Qaeda, I think, ever, and definitely the only ones to escape by themselves. So, okay, let's cut back to David Wolf.
Good morning, David.
Got him hostage in there from Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. So he gave us a...
Good morning, ladies.
Hi. Hey, so David, give us the bad news about Prop 13.
And what were they doing in there Saturday morning? What the heck?
Yeah, well, what they were doing Saturday morning was passing the budget before the constitutional deadline. We all thought they were going to be done on Friday, but of course they don't like doing anything, they don't like doing anything early and like waiting until the last minute. So there you go. I mean, they did pass a budget that was $96 billion and doesn't really go towards paying down debt or anything. But, I mean, that's probably a topic for another day, because what happened on Saturday really trumps, anything that occurred with the rest of the budget. And that was the most severe attack on Prop 13 that we've seen in the last 15 years. For your listeners who may not know, Prop 13 was passed in 1978, and that did two things. It establishes a two-thirds vote for special taxes, and also establishes a two-thirds vote, special taxes approved locally, and also establishes a two-thirds vote for taxes approved by the legislature. And if I
could interject for a second,
and
achieving a two-thirds vote requires a great deal of compromise and strategy if you have a balanced House, if your representation is balanced. If you have a supermajority of one party or the other, then it's real quick to get to that two-thirds vote. But now without the two-thirds vote, it's going to be a piece of cake to raise taxes.
It's not going to be a piece of cake. Although it certainly happened on Saturday. What Democrats in the legislature need to be aware of, and it's worth noting, I mean, this is not a partisan thing by any stretch of the imagination. You know, over 30% of the members of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which are average taxpayers and homeowners, are registered Democrats, and another 20% are declined to state. So only half of our members are registered Republicans. We're truly a nonpartisan association. But that said, the legislators that tend to look out for our interests more are Republicans, and that was precisely what happened yesterday. Democrats had to put all 54 of their members up on this in order to get it out, and all 25 Republicans voted no. So it did get out, Aaron, you're right, because of the supermajority, but a lot of those Democrats are in not safe seats. And an attack on Prop 13 is not going to look good next year as we move into an election.
as long as people pay attention. Because we all know that there's all sorts of nutty stuff that goes on. Mm-hmm. And if people don't tell other people what's going on, you know, that's why they do this kind of stuff.
Right.
And the thing was called ACA, 8. But what was the ACA? What did that mean again?
Yeah. So ACA, and thank you, Aaron. It's, you know, these acronyms that get thrown out all the time.
Yeah. Sorry. I've never even heard of that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, totally. ACA 8 is Assembly Constitutional Amendment 8. So it's an amendment to the Constitution. You know, and what that would allow for is, first of all, it would need to be approved by the Assembly, the Senate, with a two-thirds vote, and then by a majority of voters statewide, presumably on the next election in November of 2014, if it gets out of the Senate. And there's, you know, certainly no guarantee that that will happen, and certainly won't happen this year. So that is good news. But so it would amend the Constitution. And it would amend the Constitution by lowering the two-thirds vote to 55% for various infrastructure and public improvement projects. The language of public improvements within ACA 8 is very broad, including streets and roads, sidewalks, parks, sewer systems, and my favorite, the furnishing and equipping of buildings.
Uh-oh. More beautification.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
That would be like redeveloping
more fancy streetlights. Yay.
Yeah, we're using bond money with 30-year life cycles in order to furnish buildings.
Wow.
You know, we're adding to state debt that is already in the trillions of dollars. And again, unlike general obligation bonds, with these local bonds, it's not like everybody pays for these things. It's not like it's paid for out of the general fund. Homeowners, and only homeowners, pay for these things.
Now, if I can again interject, if you're a renter out there listening to this and you think, well, it won't affect me because I don't own a home, your homeowners, if your landlords are just going to pass it down to you, your rent will go up.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, if you're living in an apartment complex or, you know, in a single family home as a renter, yeah, I mean, everyone's going to pay for this. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, because remember, even with Proposition 13, according to the Tax Foundation, we're 18th in combined state and local property taxes, you know, in comparison to the other states in this country. So even with Prop 13, we're middle of the road. And if you start carving out and lowering thresholds for, you know, bonds and special taxes and measures like ACA 8, you know, that number's only going to continue to go up.
Lovely. Well, that's a real selling feature. David, can you hang with us for a couple more minutes? All right. Outstanding. We are here at KCNR 1460 AM. If you want to give us a call, the number's 530-605-4567. We'll be back with Howard Jarvis, Taxpayers Association, courtesy of David Wallach.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Mistake Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:45 is brought to you by Crown Motors. Visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors. They are your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, 223-2177.
And we're back. Hey, just wanted to let you know that we are streaming and chatting worldwide. and I know that for a fact because We the People Radio has fans as far as South Korea and Australia. We have folks that communicate with us from those areas, so we know others are listening. And so I'm pretty sure that's why Homeland Security is moving to Reading. I mean, maybe that sounds arrogant, but, you know, we stir up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because I was just looking at a picture of all the Libyan citizens who were supporting their government. And interestingly enough, we didn't see that on the news either.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm enjoying learning about the world through people who are actually there and aren't spinning it.
And that's the beauty of KCNR and Carl and Linda Bott is their local programming is fantastic. And all day Saturday and all day Sunday, it is so well worth listening to. And that's not, you know, patting ourselves on the back. There are some fantastic shows all day Saturday and Sunday on KCNR. And literally you will hear things in those shows that you won't find anywhere else. It's worth it.
And we've got, we have somebody in the chat room from, New Mexico. So
welcome.
Get with it on the chat there, folks.
All right. So we should jump back with David Wolf from, in for the Howard Jarvis. Now, David, do you work for Howard Jarvis? Yeah,
yes,
you do. Okay.
Yeah. I'm the legislative director for the association.
Oh, okay.
So anything that occurs in the Capitol with bills or budgets or anything else, you know, typically falls right to me. So, I mean, ACA, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. in a suit, you know, representing taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was part of the Saturday morning thing, did they truly, I guess we're all so suspicious these days, or maybe it's just me, but did they really run out of time? Or did they want to be there on a Saturday when nobody would be there?
Well, no, I mean, they didn't run out of time. Actually, the reason they were there on a Saturday was pretty good because it allowed some of the bills in the budget to be in print for 24 hours before they took them up. So at least there was a modicum of transparency there. Obviously not sufficient for us. We would prefer budget bills and any bills be in print for 3 days or 72 hours before they're taken up. But that was one of the reasons for why they were in there on Saturday. But, I mean, you want to talk about transparency, Aaron. Yeah, some of the budget bills were in print for 24 hours, but ACA 8 was camped in the local government committee. It did not receive a hearing in that committee. They moved it directly to the floor, on Friday and then took it up on Saturday.
Lovely.
So, I mean, on one hand, yeah, they're patting themselves on the back for, you know, upholding the transparency of the budget process, but then they pull moves like this.
Yeah, and haven't they wanted to, I mean, haven't, well, and I know that this isn't a partisan issue, but haven't there been some legislators that have just wanted to take out Prop 13 forever?
Oh, sure. No, I mean, they've wanted to take out Prop 13 since it passed in 1978. And I mean, I think the reason for that is because it saved you know, $550 billion on people's property taxes over 35 years. And by the way, it is this month actually is the 35th anniversary of Prop 13. And yeah, they want that money.
Mm-hmm.
They want that money because, you know, even with a $96 billion budget, you know, we're still running deficits. We still have unfunded pension obligations.
Yeah, it's funny how they always leave that out of the conversation.
Yeah, no.
Always.
Pensions, you know, Jerry Brown talks about his wall of debt and, you know, how we need to lower the two-thirds threshold for infrastructure projects, you know, because local governments don't have enough money to fund anything. And, you know, why that's the case is precisely because of fiscal mismanagement and the fact that we have a $500 billion unfunded pension liability. And we should be talking about that instead of raising taxes on homeowners.
They really don't talk about that, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you ever hear is, oh, the California budget's in great shape. They're mm-hmm. balanced and all this. After you've listened to all this stuff this last week, what do you say to that, David?
No, I mean, what I say to that is, I mean, yeah, on paper it's balanced, but, you know, we have structural budget issues like crazy. I mean, we owe school districts money, that legislators stole to use for their other priorities, forcing school districts to borrow at astronomically high interest rates. You know, we still have 7% of the general fund that goes towards nothing but paying off bond debt. We have unfunded pension liabilities and, oh, we have this little thing called the Unemployment Insurance Fund. And because we increased benefits in that fund 12 years ago before, you know, the recession hit, now we have, you know, a $12 billion mess in that state fund and the feds are loaning us money and they want that money back. So I mean, and that's just a microcosm of just how we kick the can down the road. I think, regarding the debt that we have.
That's, freakish and sad.
It is.
Yeah, it is freakish and sad. And we've got an election coming up next mm-hmm. year. So, if you live in an area where you've got people that are, party to this kind of stuff, you should look up their record, call their office, find out if they're doing it. And better yet, call your relatives. Cause I've got relatives who live in other places and I bet you guys do too. We're going to be right back with David Wolf, our hostage from Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association here on KCNR 1460 AM.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, Improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:55 brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They've got great service that's value you can count on since 1997. 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. You should be one of them. Locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends.
And we're back. We're going to wrap up the hour real quickly with David Wolf of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And folks, this isn't just about the state of California raising your property taxes. It's about allowing all of your local jurisdictions, water districts, fire districts, school districts, to also tax you.
And it's not just a one-shot deal. Yeah, fire away, David. Talk to us.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, ACA 8 passed out of the assembly, but it's far and away, you know, not the only constitutional amendment out there that goes after Prop 13. You have amendments out there that would lower the two-thirds vote for education parcel taxes, that would lower the two-thirds vote to fund local transportation projects to 55%, community development projects to 55%, and one measure out there, SCA 11, which would lower the two-thirds vote for pretty much all local special taxes to 55%, not just carve-outs for transportation or economic development.
Now, do all of those local taxes have to have voter approval, or do they just pass them? I guess that's where the 55% comes in.
Yeah, again, they all need all these constitutional amendments, and there's 8 of them currently out there right now. And by the way, you can find those on our website, which is hjta.org. Again, hjta.org. Our weekly column this week, by the way, will be on ACA 8. So if you want more information on that, I would strongly encourage you to go to the website. But yeah, Aaron, I mean, all of these constitutional amendments require a two-thirds vote of both legislative houses, a majority vote of voters statewide, and then locally, if counties or fire districts or whatever want to take these up under the provisions of the amendment, it would require 55% voter approval.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so the part that, you know, I guess most of us think about out here, what exactly do they say to each other when they're passing something like this? I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of discussion that goes on. What were they excited about? Because they voted for it, so they must have been excited. What were they promoting in order to get people to join them?
You mean Democrats in the legislature?
Yeah, how did they sell it?
Inside the legislature, what was the pitch?
Well, I mean, the pitch was, you know, there are infrastructure needs that need to be met. And, you know, the best way to do that is to lower the threshold to make it easier to bond and pass all these projects. And, you know, we would argue that, you know, making it easier to bond by specifically targeting homeowners and property owners, you know, when you have, you know, billions upon billions of dollars of debt that's already outstanding that you need to pay off, you know, is not a good use of fiscal resources.
Wow. They just never met something dopey they didn't need to pass, and Jerry Brown will sign it, right?
Well, no, and that's the catch. He doesn't need to sign it. Constitutional amendments approved by the legislature don't need gubernatorial action. They're approved with a two-thirds vote and go directly to the ballot.
And don't kid yourself. In your local communities, your fire districts, your school districts, they're all going to spin a story a sob story about how they desperately need to pass a bond. They need funding for the kids. They need it to, you know, protect your home. You know, it's the same old story over and over.
Meanwhile, the state and the county, and they'll siphon money out so that they can raise their own.
Yeah, it's all how they spend it.
No, I mean, until we deal with the fiscal underpinnings in terms of pension debt, bond debt, unfunded pension liabilities, you know, there's no reason to undercut Prop 13. I mean, we saw this with Prop 39 back in 2000, lowering the
David,
vote.
we gotta head out. We got 5 minutes of news coming.
Hey, David, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back with you here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Do you need to show proof you're an American citizen to vote? The Supreme Court says no. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the ruling live in Washington.
The Supreme Court tossing out Arizona's voter-approved law requiring extra documentation proving U.S. citizenship. A signature swearing citizenship is all that's required on a federal voting registration form. Arizona's law required more. But a 7-2 Supreme Court opinion rules such a requirement is trumped by federal law. Justice Scalia, writing the Constitution, prescribes a straightforward rule for the composition of the federal electorate. The court also expected to rule this month on a pair of landmark same-sex marriage cases and a challenge to an affirmative action policy at the University of Texas. Dave.
Jared, President Obama's in Northern Ireland.
The U.S.-EU relationship is the largest in the world.
And he's hoping to strengthen the economic ties at a G8 summit. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is covering it live in Sligo, Ireland.
Dave, the president meeting with seven other world leaders in Northern Ireland. They've announced the US and the European Union are going to start negotiations on a trade pact, which could bring down certain trade barriers. President Obama calling the idea potentially groundbreaking.
We trade about $1 trillion in goods and services each year, and all that supports around 13 million jobs on both sides of the Atlantic.
The negotiations will start in Washington next month. Later today, the president will meet one-on-one with Russia's president, Vladimir Putin. Dave.
Simon. And there's a big rally on Wall Street to start the week. The Dow's up 178 points. Edward Snowden's father says his son is caring and sensitive and smart. Not just the high school dropout. The surveillance secrets leaker has been portrayed. And Lonnie Snowden says the record keeping his son uncovered is disturbing.
In my opinion, they have no right. Not even under the guise of we need to keep you safe.
Lonnie Snowden also hopes his son doesn't leak anymore. And he says he'd rather have Edward in jail here than free in China. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's an enduring mystery. What happened to Jimmy Hoffa? Well, there's a renewed search for him today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is on the case live.
FBI agents are in suburban Detroit Field following up on a tip from an elderly mobster who claims that Teamster boss Jimmy Hoffa was buried there. It's in Oakland County, about 20 miles north of the restaurant where he was last seen in 1975. Hoffa was apparently going to meet a suspected member of the Detroit Mafia and a New Jersey Teamster boss when he disappeared. He was declared legally dead in 1982. Tips over the last decade have led agents to homes in Bay County, Milford, and Roseville, Michigan, with no sign of Hoffa's remains. Dave?
Jennifer, there will be testimony from a hitman in Whitey Bulger's trial today in Boston. Bulger is on trial accused of 19 murders in the 1970s and 80s. A man in Texas picked the wrong woman to carjack. Dorothy Baker fought back when a guy with a knife jumped into the family's minivan in Baytown Friday with the two small children inside.
I took my fist and I hit him in the face.
and I told him to get out of my car.
And then she ran over the suspect, who's hospitalized and facing serious charges. The new Superman of the best June opening weekend ever, $113 million, and Man of Steel will be challenged this weekend when World War Z comes out.
You're asking me to leave my family.
Don't pretend you're not well suited for the job.
Paramount is unveiling something new for moviegoers. It's called a mega ticket. For $50, fans can see an early screening of World War Z in 3D and get a digital download of the film.
Baby? Tell the kids I'm coming back.
Fans with the mega ticket will also get one small popcorn, a pair of custom Real D 3D glasses, and one official full-size limited edition movie poster. Since it's the first of its kind, the special package is only available in 5 cities for now. Philadelphia, Atlanta, San Diego, Houston, and Orange County.
That's Sabrina Sabah. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back.
The mics were live.
Oh, we were just whispering about how we always have so much fun. We just love being on KCNR and with Carl and Linda, their full support. We're kind of kooky and nutty, and we make fun of crazy, crazy things in the world.
And ourselves, which...
Yeah, so hopefully you don't take us seriously.
So if you don't like what we talk about, you can enjoy us making fun of ourselves. Yes. So that's fun, too.
Hey, so I wanted to say a special thank you to David Wolf of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Sometimes the top of the hour comes quickly, and we don't get to say a proper goodbye, but he's a great resource.
We did text him, however.
Thank you.
We thanked him through texting.
Yes, so really appreciate his updates, and I seriously... consider that you should consider going to the Harvard Jarvis. God, my tongue this morning. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And you can get regular email updates. John Kupal does a newsletter on a regular basis, and I get those newsletters. You can pass them on to your friends and family to keep everybody updated about what's coming down. It's definitely worth it.
Exactly. Hit it, Bob. Are we talking about money now?
Absolutely. We're talking about money. And as always, at this time, we check in with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, brings us the latest from the street with this Market Minute. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 178 points at 15,248. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is up 16 at 1,643, and the NASDAQ is up 40 at 3,464. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 17 cents at $13.24, and Cisco Systems up 74 cents at $24.83. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 1 penny at $4.84, and Pepsi is up 71 cents at $82.83. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.13%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 12 cents at $98.19. Gold is down $4.90 at $1,382.70, and silver is down 14 cents at $21.81. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. At 8:08, a quick look at your North State weather. Sunny, a high near 88. Light and variable winds could gust up to 20 miles an hour, so there is still a lot of fire danger out there. Partly cloudy for your evening, a low around 61. Then Tuesday will be mostly sunny and a high near 80. This forecast brought to you by our friends out at Anselmo Vineyards on Inwood Drive on the way out to Shingletown. Check them out, Anselmo Vineyards.
And, you know, I...
Wall, not wall.
What?
We're going to just change the name from Anselmo Vineyards to Wall, not wall.
Oh, there you go.
Well, they are wall, not wall, actually, because yeah. It's back up again.
Okay. All right.
Have you been following that?
Yes, the county says that the wall that they built outside their chapel is on county property.
Yeah, so they tore it down. I mean, literally tore it down every tiny...
The county did, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
And Rivers did. Mm-hmm. They had it torn down, and they buried it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, no... I know where there are a few scraps that you might be able to get your mitts on.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know...
Near the end of the month?
The food out there...
29.
The food out there is fantastic. My husband and I went out there for our anniversary. Oh, my gosh. I can still taste it. It was fantastic.
That's usually not a good promo.
And they, you know, you can walk around. They encourage people. They have little tours. They've got a little mini golf cart that seats about 6 or 8 people. And they've got a border collie that is a definite working dog, and it herds the little passenger vehicle as it drives around, showing people the property. And you know, he's done a fantastic job of building an oasis out there, but keeping it consistent and in harmony with nature, because it is so beautiful and the quality of all the materials is spectacular, but it doesn't jump out and grab you. I mean, it's very, very well done.
Even the dog?
Even the dog blends right in. So
listen to your dog sitter. Dogs probably don't jump out and grab you. That's why you take care of other
people's dogs.
Yeah,
we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with J.R. Martin, author of Selling Us Out.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malaki, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Putnam from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive D. Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Wind River Casino, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, Record Searchlight, and Five Star Bank. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:13 brought to you by Holiday Harbor Staycation on the Lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Package deals to fit any budget. Come on out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
And you are joining your hosts, Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward of We the People Radio, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460.
You should check out our website, wethepeopleradio.us. We will be having some folks on this week who were captured in Libya, and they were on last week. We've got more pictures and different things to add, so it's going to be an awesome show. Part two is this Sunday. Hey, and I wanted to got a call on the break there, and Republican women are having their monthly luncheon at 11:30 this Wednesday, and that is at Riverview Country Club. They're on Bocelli. Bocelli and Bonneview, right?
Yeah.
There, kind of on that corner, that particular country club. It starts at 11:30 in the morning. And if you would like to RSVP to that, the number is 243-3724. And that's Tammy's phone number that we're giving out on the air.
And they're going to be talking about Agenda 21.
They are talking about Agenda 21, and I'm bringing the topic.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted me to promote myself, which was weird. But it's a topic that people should be conversing in, and you can eat lunch and hang out and that kind of stuff. So 243-3724, Republican Women, Wednesday at 11:30 this week.
Okay, and if you forget that, you can always check the archives of the show.
Yeah, you can always just call me.
Yeah. Okay, so J.R. Martin, author of Selling Us Out, is on the phone right now. I'm going to do a short bio. And J.R. Martin, he and I are friends on Facebook, and he has some great posts. He's also been a guest on We the People Radio. J.R. Martin was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, completed his master's degree with Central Michigan University while serving in the U.S. Navy as a cryptologist. He has since held key leadership positions in the semiconductor, computer, and medical device industries, receiving numerous awards for leadership and excellence. Visiting or living in 45 out of the 50 states has deepened his appreciation and love of America. His extensive international experience includes development of business in Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and South America. And since releasing Selling Us Out in July of 2012, he has appeared on over 30 radio shows and spoken to civic and professional organizations across the country, including presentations on Capitol Hill and at American University, Washington College of Law. And I might add that his expertise is in the trade deficits of the United States, which puts us at a serious, a disadvantage on the world market and as a world player. But one of the things that kind of intrigued me was he recently put a post about the whole executive order process. And it was really interesting, his theories and his information on that. So I thought, you know what, we need to hear from JR again. So good morning, JR.
Good morning, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. So there's a process, and I don't recall the terminology that you used for the whole executive order process, and I know that there are numbers, and it seems that this current executive branch has issued more executive orders since who knows when?
Since ever?
Yeah, and what they're doing is they're using that vehicle as well as other vehicles to bypass the legislative process. And you know, we all understand that there's problems with how our Congress is working or not working, but this is a very dangerous precedent that's being set. Actually, it started with the Bush administration, and it's gotten much worse with the Obama administration, where the executive branch has taken on much more power than has been constitutionally given to them and has historically been exercised. And really, you know, at the risk of sounding extreme, we're moving towards a dictatorship if we don't put a stop to this.
I don't think that sounds extreme at all. Actually,
no.
That sounds like right on track.
Yeah.
Yep, and what we've got, well, you couple that with the other things that we've got going on with the recent issues with the NSA, which I worked with in my past when I was in the Navy. So you've got that situation. You've got the IRS situation. You know, lots of different things happening all at the same time, but really what they all point to is abuse of power and too much power being concentrated in the hands of the executive branch, which was never which isn't the intent of the Constitution. There's other things that have happened. I don't want to go off on too many tangents here, but one other thing that relates to my book is this what's called TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. And this is a huge trade agreement. It's actually NAFTA on steroids.
Oh, great.
And they're trying to set up a super NAFTA agreement between the U.S. and Asia. And what the Obama administration is doing there, and actually it's interesting, both Democrats and Republicans are really up in arms about this, and they're starting to push back, thank goodness. But what they're doing there is they're conducting all these trade agreements, these negotiations in secret. They're not telling anybody what they're doing. And then what they're not even advising Congress. Congress is supposed to have, constitutionally, Congress is supposed to be the ones responsible for setting up all international agreements. And then what Congress is supposed to do, according to the Constitution, is any international agreements that we have, they're supposed to ratify by a two-thirds majority. But what happened was in the 1970s, for various reasons, the Congress abdicated a lot of this responsibility to the executive branch, and they set up a provision that was called fast-track authority. And so the Obama administration, again, has taken that to its limits, where they're going to negotiate, and they're negotiating in secret, they're not including Congress in this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, and then they're going to present it to them for an up or down vote. So in that case, all they need to get is over 50% of the vote, and again, that violates the Constitution as well, because in the Constitution it says any international agreements need a two-thirds majority. But this fast-track authority that they're trying to do this on, you just need just over 50% of the vote, and it becomes law. So this is a huge, huge problem that, again, goes across multiple areas that's doing, I believe, catastrophic damage to the U.S., and it's totally undermining the Constitution.
Well, you know, and it just seems like, and again, you know, we can only point out that it's gotten to the point where it doesn't really matter which party we're talking about. The last several administrations have insidiously and collectively shredded our Constitution. And it just seems that with this administration, the whole process is on steroids.
It is. It is. And it's very, very, and what's most disturbing to me, I think, and is how still complacent I see in general,
oh, yeah,
the public being about this whole, they don't understand. You know, our Constitution, this is because of ignorance of history. People don't understand that the whole premise of our government, the whole premise of our society is rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take that away, we're headed towards the same things you see in
every other country.
Exactly, especially third world countries where you're mob rule.
Yeah, and let's talk about that when we come back from our break, JR. We're going to thank our advertisers. Hang on with us.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change
laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Attention baby boomers, did you know by the year 2030, 18% of the U.S. population will be 65 or over? Are you prepared for what the future holds? Attend an important event hosted by local professionals educating you on area resources and common concerns. Topics include how to choose a home care agency with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers, what legal documents should I have and why are they necessary with Sandra Clark, attorney at law, how to speak to your parents about money with Patrick Black of Edward Jones, how to downsize and make it simple and sell your home with Pamela Anderson of Coldwell Banker, what are the differences between independent and assisted living, skilled nursing and rehab with Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, what is licensed healthcare and what you need to know with Tammy Grove of Medical Home Care Professionals. Make your reservation today to attend Baby Boomers Let's Talk this Tuesday, June 18th. Two free sessions, 12 to 1 at Shasta Estates or 6 to 7 at Hilltop Estates. Space is limited, so call Home Helpers at 226-8350 to reserve your seat today. That's 226-8350. Call now.
This portion of the program, Free Fire Radio by name, of course brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478. They are man's last stronghold. Check them out down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's where I get my hair cut. It's where you should too, guys. They don't do the foo-foo stuff, just a good honest haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It is 8:25 on Free Fire Radio.
And we're back. We're talking with J.R. Martin, author of Selling Us Out. And I might add that the us is capital U dot, capital S dot. So, J.R., talk to us about what's happening with China.
Well,
I know that's a broad question, but they're doing some stuff in Africa, right?
Yeah. They're exploiting. They're going for resources because they don't have enough of their own. And I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought this up because that's something I was thinking about on the break that we needed to also discuss. It really relates to the previous discussion we just had. And that is our relationship with China is quickly degenerating. And it's as I discuss in my book, which, by the way, if it's okay, I just want to let the listeners know, the book has now won three national awards.
Nice.
And it's won one regional Book of the Year award.
Yeah, and where can we find that? And I have your book.
Yeah, it's actually anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, mm-hmm. BarnesandNoble.com. You can download the ebook, and also for the iPad, it's available in the iStore, and it's available at Barnes & Noble or anywhere books are sold.
And I wanted to point out that the book is it's really laid out well. It's an easy read. It's full of factual information, but I like the format of it. It's a great resource, actually.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, I got a call last week from somebody who testified on Capitol Hill and said that he was talking to somebody else, and both of them had read my book.
Nice.
That made me feel pretty good. It's starting to resonate.
Nice.
But the most important thing about this in the book and the discussion we're having is really just trying to wake people up to what's going on. And that's the whole purpose of this. In China, going back to your question, people have no idea how bad this thing with China or relationship with them is spinning out of control. And it actually does follow what I unfortunately predicted would happen in the book. And as China becomes stronger economically and now militarily, they're starting to flex their muscle more and challenge the U.S. around the world. And one thing that's of most concern that I posted on my blog page recently is most people probably are unaware that China is now starting to buy up our food companies.
Yes,
in the U.S.
Yes, they are. And they recently purchased the largest, was it a manufacturer of pork products?
Yes, Smithfield Foods. And actually that's not completed yet, but they're in the process of doing it. And there's actually congressional hearings taking place now. But honestly, it's expected that we're not going to do anything to stop that sale. That's going to go through.
And the thing happens,
that's just unbelievable. The Americans need to wake up because there's so many problems in China with food safety. They're going to have direct access through this purchase to our food distribution.
Yeah, well, and I guess what they're going to do is when they buy this company, and I read recently that this company, the umbrella of it, has dozens of subsidiaries. So they're not just buying a company that produces pork, they're probably buying the whole package. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be importing the products that this company produces for their people, and we will have the shortage here.
We will have the shortage. And the other thing, I listened to this. Actually, it was interesting. Fox News had a good report on this, that they had an expert in this area, and he said they're not just buying this to get to take over a huge chunk of U.S. Meat production and pork production and move it to China. What they're doing is they're buying access and control to a huge part of our food distribution network.
Sure.
Right now, they don't have direct access, so that's the most important part of this. This gives them direct access to food distribution to grocery stores and restaurants around the U.S. And this is a huge concern. I mean, you look at all the tainted milk and the tainted meat, and there was just a recent article that I referenced in the blog post that I put up on my website where it was just discovered that there was a company in China related to this that was selling snake and rat meat is mutton, is lamb chops. This counterfeiting is a huge problem in China.
Kind of hoping you could tell on that one.
Yeah, and so people are just complacent in our country, and they think, oh, you know, they think somebody's looking after all these things. Only 2% of the food coming into this country right now from other places is being inspected. So who knows what you're getting? And so if this happens with the current system that we've got, food safety is going to be a huge, huge concern. And I guess it's
JR,
unfortunate.
We got a hard break coming.
Okay, sorry.
No worries. Hang with us through that, folks. We'll be back with JR Martin. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court handing down a decision this morning striking down an Arizona law requiring prospective voters to prove their citizenship. Colorado's Black Forest wildfire now 65% contained. An investigation into its origin continues.
Right now they do believe a person is responsible for igniting the blaze that has caused so much devastation. What's unclear is if it was on purpose. We're told they're looking for any kind of evidence that may have survived. And that is not a quick process.
Fox's Will Carr, that fire destroying nearly 500 homes. 2 days of meetings getting underway for President Obama at this year's G8 summit.
The two-day gathering is expected to be dominated by discussions about the fighting in Syria. Later on today, President Obama meets with Russia's president, the Syrian government's main ally.
Fox Radio Simon Owen covering the president. Sunday NASCAR, Greg Biffle wins at Michigan International Speedway. Fox News. We report, you decide.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
It is 8:34, and need to check temperature real quick. 71 degrees. This portion of the program, Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading, 244-9141.
And we're back. Hey, not to get completely off topic, but I wanted to read something really quickly from the Galen Institute. And this was an op-ed in the Forbes magazine. And this is regarding Obamacare. This is kind of a description of what the IRS is going to be expected to do starting in January. The IRS is directed to collect more than $1 trillion in taxes to fund the law, distribute trillions of dollars of subsidies, enforce compliance with the law's many mandates, and collect information on citizens' income, employment, health status, etc., and share it with other agencies of the government. IRS officials have acknowledged the challenges that this presents to an agency whose main responsibility is raising revenues to fund the federal government, not to implement a vast new social welfare program. In March, an official from the Treasury Department's Inspector General for Tax Administration, J. Russell George, testified before the House Appropriations Committee about the tax implications of Obamacare. It is unprecedented in recent history, the amount of responsibility the IRS is being given in an area that most people don't think of as an IRS function. Americans will have many questions about their taxes because of health care penalties or credits flooding already busy call-in and walk-in tax help centers. He says this is going to lead to a lot of problems. Just thought you'd like to know that. Anyway, back to J.R. Martin.
For all those of you that are still fired up about Obamacare, we're hoping to stick a fork in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but all these things, and that's related to really a lot of things we're talking about too, the overreach that the executive branch has been in doing for the last few presidencies as far as their power. But this is all culminating in all these issues that we're now seeing. And so absolutely, you know, as far as what people can do, this is one thing I wanted to touch on too before we talk further, is there's a lot we can do. Obviously, the Tea Party is real active, as well as other groups real active in trying to push for reform. But honestly, I think we're going to have, it's individual citizens need to get to even more directly involved. One resource they can go to is on my website. There's a Take Action page, and it's got some links to make it real easy for them to contact their congressional representatives. And I think this is the only way that we got to put pressure on the system. And then actually what I think is we need radical reform. I call it political revolution. We really do need to totally open up, and I talk about this in the book, open up and clean up this process by which we elect representatives to federal level especially, but even state and local level. And we need to move into a system where it's easier for us to both find out and elect the best and the brightest people amongst us. Right now, this system that we've got right now makes that extremely difficult. Anyways, a lot of this is discussed in the book, but until we get the political situation in this country fixed and under control, all these issues that we're talking about, they're not going to get resolved. And actually, they're going to get worse.
They will get worse because you know, the federal government expounds on itself. And, you know, we were talking earlier about the NSA and a DVD that I watched last night that kind of goes back a little bit historically to 9/11. And this DVD indicated that 9/11 became a blessing in disguise for a lot of individuals, both in the federal government and independent contractors to the government, because of all of the and just envision the air quotes around this, the surveillance programs and the programs that were supposed to be put into place to protect citizens. And of course, those programs had to be funded. So 9/11 actually made multimillionaires out of a lot of people, but your federal government continues to grow and expand, fed by the taxpayers.
Yep. And actually, I've made three trips to Washington in the last 2 months. And I haven't been to Washington for a couple decades on a regular basis. Back in my Navy days, back in the 80s, I went there. And I was just stunned at how much that city has changed since the 80s. They've never seen the recession. This is why, too, we have such a disconnect between Washington and the rest of the country. Because of all the money flowing in, most of it borrowed, of course, a third of it borrowed. Washington is booming more than any other city I've ever seen in the U.S., and I was actually involved in the high-tech industry back during the heyday, and I used to go to Silicon Valley and work for a company there on a regular basis when they were booming. In Washington, the boom in Washington that I've witnessed surpasses that as far as housing prices. Houses, there's people bidding against each other on houses that are on the market for less than a day.
Wow.
I mean, it's just crazy, and the prices of everything, real estate and everything, are just through the roof. And I've got an article, I've got a magazine sitting here on my desk that I brought back, and I plan on writing an article about this, but it's the Washingtonian magazine, and it's got a gold house on the front, and it says real estate is back. And it shows prices of homes and everything else in that area. And this is just, it's surreal, because you've got a situation, because of all the money that you just talked about in that article that's flowing through that city, that it's an artificial sense of prosperity. And those that are living and working there, they're thinking, what's the big deal? We're doing okay. I don't know what the rest of these guys are complaining about.
That's the thing. You know, when the folks that don't go back to their district, you know, and going back to your district is tough, because you're back
and
forth.
As a congressional representative.
Yeah, especially on the West Coast, because you're back and forth every week, time change, blah, blah, blah. But the folks that go back there and stay there all the time, and they don't hang in their district, you can really, really tell. You can hear by what they say. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with J.R. Martin, the author of Selling Us Out.
The new Kia Optima is waiting for you at Wind River Resort and Casino. Start your summer off right and play our Optimize Your Summer Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a 2013 Kia Optima EX. This snow pearl white Kia Optima is not your average midsize sedan. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, free slot play, or a 2013 Kia Optima EX. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Just use your free River Club card daily for your chance to be a contestant to play the Plinko game board for free slot play on Thursdays at 7 p.m. The final drawing for your chance to play the Plinko game board is on Friday, June 28th, where you can win free slot play or a brand new Kia Optima EX from Kia of Reading. Over $50,000 in prizes given away in our Optimize Your Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. For your chance to win the 2013 Kia Optima EX, for details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers, and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malucky, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Putnam from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive D. Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Free Fire Media, Cheryl Bombauer, Teamwork HR at O2 Staffing, Apex Technology, Reading Bank of Commerce, Alaska Financial Company, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Reading Rancheria. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
844 on Free Fire Radio. Taking a look at the weather. Sunny, a high near 88. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 61. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 80. Fire danger up due to the winds. Please be careful. Currently, 67 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And never forget, we are streaming and chatting worldwide at KCNR 1460. We know we have listeners from as far away as South Korea and Australia.
There you go. There's somebody on here this morning on the chat from New Mexico, but I got bored when they started talking about gardening and I quit reading.
Hey, so JR, you've got some experience with the NSA. What's your take on the big picture right now?
Well, I've been watching this very closely, and actually when this young man, Eric Snowden, came out and disclosed what he did, I mean, I had mixed feelings about it because I understand the agreements that I signed and we all signed when we're involved in that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I don't think it's something he did lightly.
Mm-mm.
And I watched this video that he made with the newspaper that he disclosed it to, and I think his choice of where he went was a poor choice. But this is because a lot of people in this country, including our young people, they don't understand the real nature of China.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was a poor choice, and they don't understand that Hong Kong is really not free. It's very much controlled and part of communist China.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a poor choice. But I think his intentions were well. You can disagree with what he did and how he did it. But I think it's very alarming that NSA is surveying. What I don't like about it is they're not doing targeted surveillance. They're doing mass surveillance.
Mm-hmm, right.
And when I was in the Navy, I worked in cryptology.
Now, tell our listeners what cryptology is.
Oh, cryptology is, we actually were involved in monitoring communications, but mostly signal intelligence and in securing communications, like voice communication, data communication, scrambling it, encrypting it, so that people that it might happen to intercept it would know what you were communicating.
Mm, okay.
So that was the heart of it. But we were also involved in many other forms. We were kind of the group that I worked with in the Navy. We were closely associated with NSA. That we were the military arm of them for the Navy. And so I'm very familiar with what they do, and I'm very familiar with what he's talking about. And again, back in my day, I was in 76 to 85, this was totally, totally illegal. We could not listen to, monitor, have anything to do with domestic communications. We could only use our capabilities to monitor foreign communications. Now, we could, even back then, we could monitor if we suspected some activities that pertinent to what we would worry about. We could monitor communications originating in the U.S., going to some international location, originating from an international location back into the U.S. We could monitor that. But we couldn't monitor communication taking place within the U.S. And so, and again, I believe that should still be the case. The only way that they should be able to monitor or collect data on internal communication is if there's a legal reason there's a level of suspicion that says, hey, we think these are bad guys that are operating within the U.S. and we need to go listen on what they're doing. And then you go to court and you get an order and you go, you know, just like the FBI has been required to do for years, you go do that. You got a process to do that. And that process can be secret. That's fine. But there needs to be a standard in place whereby they're just not collecting everybody's information. Because the problem with that is now you're relying on, this goes back to the rule of law versus rule of man, or mob rule. And the problem is if you say, well, hey, just trust me, I won't abuse that. Well, what happens if you get some bad actors that have access to this information that you can't trust?
Right.
And then none of us have any protection.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is that the human nature is such that if there is great power to be had, it will attract evil people. It just will.
Absolutely.
And when your federal government turns into an uncontrollable monstrosity, it's going to attract people that actually enjoy controlling others.
Yep. And yet, so what we've done is we're setting up the apparatus in this country.
Yeah.
We're police state. That's exactly what we're doing.
We're building the infrastructure.
Yep. And so all you need now is you just need the right set of circumstances to come into play, and you could have a police state.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what concerns me most about this. And as I said, the U.S. people, I saw a headline in a local paper here yesterday where, and I don't know what the source was, it said majority of people are okay with the NSA collection program. And I'm thinking, boy, if that's true, we're in real big trouble.
Hey, so we found out recently that Department of Homeland Security is putting a branch office in our part of Northern California, and our population's roughly 100,000. Why would they do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to know. Why do you think, JR?
Well, no,
I think
yeah. And I don't want to sound like I'm out there, but I think that our federal government knows that this economy is hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
And they know that we're on the verge of a total economic collapse. And they know that when that happens, all hell is going to break loose. Excuse my French. I don't know if I can say it on
radio. You can say that and crap.
Yeah. Okay. That's the reality. And they know that. And they know that all that's going to take is a bank failure like we almost had in Cyprus or somewhere in the world that's going to cause the whole financial system to collapse. And then once that happens, government won't be able to borrow money. Social programs get cut off. You can imagine what's going to happen around this country when people don't get their checks.
Right.
All of a sudden, there's going to be rioting, buildings burning. It's just going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. And they know that.
Yeah.
And so they
because
know
they
that,
caused it.
Yeah, and they know that what happened to us in 2008, if it happens again, and it's very likely that it could, this is what I talk about in my book, if we don't quickly change course. And so what happens is if that scenario happens again, there's no money to bail banks out and artificially keep the system going.
Okay, JR, we're going to take our last commercial break before the top of the hour. Hang with us.
All right, thank you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms. Leaving ceiling fans on in unoccupied rooms wastes energy. The motor in a ceiling fan consumes energy and generates heat, costing you money. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Sing it, Johnny.
You can stand me.
Hey, real quickly, we are with J.R. Martin, author of Selling Us Out. Great book. You can find it anywhere where books are sold. And in case we get cut off, J.R., a special thank you for being on with us today. We'll get you on We the People Radio again very soon. We do have a caller on the line.
Oh, great.
Come on in, Billy Bob. And I'm not kidding. His name is Billy Bob.
All right.
Hey, you guys. Hey, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation with JR, but I just wanted to take a quick moment to comment on your yesterday's show with Sam and Kate, how incredible and dumbfounding that information was to me, and that people ought to tune in next week to get the follow-up on that and go to the archives to listen to yesterday's show. Absolutely unbelievable. So you guys are doing one heck of a job delivering the news. Great talk with JR today, but I'll let you guys go. But everybody should listen.
Thank
you. Go back to the archives on yesterday's show. It's absolutely phenomenal, and you want to know where this country's foreign policy is headed?
Yeah.
Absolute crazy.
Yeah. Yep. And next week you'll hear even more about it. Next week's is more about the background on the foreign policy with Libya. Mm-hmm. It'd blow your mind.
Right. There is no foreign policy. We are a wagon. You know, in the old westerns, when you see the horses break loose from the wagon and the wagon goes over the cliff. Yeah. Well, that's where we are.
The pots and pans are flying off the side. Yep.
Yeah. Good job.
Hey, thanks, Billy Bob. So, JR, we're about a little over 4.5 minutes out. How do you want to wrap it up?
Well, what I want to wrap it up is I want to invite your callers to have me come out to California and speak. It's hard to go through a lot of these issues that we're talking about in a radio show. One of the things we didn't touch on is immigration reform, and I plan on writing an article about that this week because I think the current path we're on there is also disastrous. And for lots of different reasons, but one of the things I do talk about immigration reform in my book from the standpoint of the economy and the markets, the immigration bill, amongst the many flaws it has that they're trying to get through, and they're pushing it through for all the wrong reasons. This is all trying to buy votes, and it's not trying to do what's best for the country. And so the problem with the immigration reform amongst many is it actually expands these failed H-1B and L-1 visa programs, which allow companies to bring in foreign workers to replace U.S. People. I just had a good friend of mine that worked for 25 years for a company in New England, and they brought in a Japanese guy to replace him. They laid him off and put the Japanese citizen in his job with an H-1B visa.
And I remember this country. When you were on our show before, we talked about this, and it was a bit of a misnomer.
We had an attorney on talking about it.
Yeah, that there were not actually jobs to be had. There are jobs to be had, but they're giving them to foreign citizens, not to
American
citizens.
They're bringing
American
them into our country. This is happening all over. They're bringing people in from India and China and Japan, you name it. And I had another friend that the opposite happened to him. He was in Korea. He's a master's degree in electrical engineering, worked in the semiconductor. He was given 30 days to leave the country after his company said, we can no longer have you here because our economy is soft and we need to let you go. The government canceled his visa and gave him 30 days to get out of the country. And he was married to a Korean woman, and they still booted him out. So this is, in this country, this whole immigration debate, and I'm going to write something about this week. I don't take too much time, but that's something that you can look on my website for an article that's going to be coming out later this week.
What is your website?
It's sellingusout.org.
Easy to follow.
Yep.
Cool.
Sellingusout.org. But yeah, I'd like to. But I'm speaking around the country. I haven't made it to the West Coast yet. And so if there's any of your listeners that would like me to come speak, I'm a Rotarian, so I've been speaking to mostly Rotary groups and other civic organizations around the country as well as at universities. And I'd be happy to come speak to any political,
great,
civic organizations or universities.
Northern California is your new home away from home.
Yeah, get in contact with me, JR, and we'll set something up.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of groups north of Sacramento, different towns, different contacts, so we can keep you busy.
Yes, plan a week.
Welcome it.
Okay, we're about 30 seconds out. I want to thank you again for joining us with such short notice. I appreciate that a lot.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And, yeah, I just want to encourage, I know your listeners are very active, but everybody needs to get involved politically. Nobody can afford to sit on the sidelines.
Well, everybody thinks the politics is something that doesn't impact them, but it is all about you.
Surprise.
Okay, thanks a lot, JR.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Big Bob. Bad Bob.
You're extremely welcome.
Other Bob.
Got Agenda 21 coming up at 10 o'clock, by the way, but in between now and then, an hour of Mike Huckabee, and thank you very much for being such great hosts.
Thank you, Bob.
Super fun.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. You're supposed to be a U.S. citizen to vote, but the U.S. Supreme Court says you don't have to prove it. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
A federal law intended to make signing up to vote easier trumps any state requirement. A 7-2 ruling by the Supreme Court tosses out an Arizona law requiring prospective voters include some sort of proof of U.S. citizenship in addition to a federal form. That federal mail-in form requires only a signature, swearing under penalty of perjury the applicant is a citizen. The ruling could impact several other states with similar laws on the books are being considered. As for those landmark same-sex marriage cases, no rulings yet, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Peace and trade, key themes at the G8 summit underway in Northern Ireland. President Obama among the world leaders there. Fox's Radio Simon Owen covering it live in Sligo, Ireland.
Elisa, no neckties here. It's a casual dress code and an informal summit for the president.